Beauty Floss Beast Podcast.
We are your head boss bitches in charge, helping you find your style with Elizabeth Ann.
And unleashing your inner beauty beast with Coach Jamie with a Y. This is how
legends are made. Breaking through the unshatterable mindset that society and our past has instilled in us.
We are here to redefine your self-worth and what it means to be a beauty boss beast.
This is how legends are made.
Yo, everybody, what is going on? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the 3Bs. I am Coach Jamie with a Y with the Beauty Beast Bootcamp.
And I'm Elizabeth Richardson with findyourstyle.life.
So, kind of we talked about a few different things already with social media and things of that nature, but want to kind of switch gears in the festivities of Christmas. We were just kind of talking about it is, you know, what to do around the time of the holidays because you like see, sorry, my dog is all over the place.
He just licked my hand so much.
Oh, okay, at least that's what he licked on the table. Anyways, so, is when it comes to for the holidays, it can obviously be a super, you know, exciting time, fun of like holly jelly spirit and noona. But then you also are going to have the stress of the holidays, all the places you have to go, all the presents you have to buy, all the people you have to see that you don't want to see, or the fact of like the lack thereof, like the family members that aren't here with you this year, or for instance, I know that there's a lot of women, so I'm sure men as well, that don't have a significant other, so that can affect as well. So we just kind of want to ramble through and talk about just the different levels throughout the holiday season and maybe kind of some tips and tricks on how to take those highs and lows to a good balanced level.
Yeah, that's totally good. Because I would even say this past Thanksgiving, since I do have a significant other and a daughter, like that's not his, but like his stepdaughter, we have to kind of like balance through that because she spends time with her dad. He wants to see his family and I want to see his family. We want to see my family, and then Thanksgiving hit, and we were both like, wow. So we have to do this for Christmas. And when I tell you that, like, this rest of this week through the 15th and next week and then, like, leading into Christmas is full of events, it's kind of ridiculous. It's very stressful to have the right outfit for the event, making sure everybody has what they need. Gifts are having. We have all the extra white elephant gifts, like, and it's just like, where do you find the balance in all of this chaos? It's supposed to be one day that you're supposed to spend with your family to spend time and quality time. And it's turned into this whole hustle and bustle of getting gifts and making sure those things are checked off your list.
Right. And kind of where my dynamics have fallen this year, I'll get super real with you guys. This is Roman, by the way. A small little... And he's moving the table. So there's that. The dynamics kind of within my family is that my parents were divorced ever since I was little, so we always have multiple places and two different sides of the family to go to, but from the day I can remember to I'm 27 years old, for so 27 years, we, Thanksgiving, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Memorial Day, you name it, lunch was at one side, supper was at the other, so we always had two to go to. If I had a significant other at the time, because I currently don't, you know, I always had those two no matter what. So it would be not in the ordinary to have multiple places in one day, but it's what I always knew and I wasn't going to miss that. And then like, so for me this year is the adjustment of the change of tradition and everything that I knew. My grandma had passed away. And so now the family kind of broke up and fell apart. And so holidays aren't going to be like they used to. And now there's places where I don't have that I can go, and it's just kind of like,
tough.
Heart a little bit, you know, and then on top of the fact of being single, so like, I kind of got all up in my feels, I think I told you about that, I was all up in my feels, like putting on my Christmas tree, and I was listening to Christmas music, drinking a glass of wine, and I got like halfway of my tree up, and I'm like, what am I doing this for? Like, it's me and my dog, and I work all the time by choice, but I'm never home, so why would I want to do that? But and I got in my feels for a little bit that it was just me and nobody else. And then the chaos and the expectations of the season and seeing everybody all social media posting about their families, it can be, you know, a Debbie Downer as well, or also the grieving time of missing those loved ones, whether it be breakup of relationships or a death of a loved one or family members living across the country that you now don't get to see. So there's a lot of moving parts on the, man, I sound like a negative Nancy today.
Well, no, because I mean, that's kind of how the holidays have turned. Like, I remember when I was a kid, it was just like getting up Christmas morning, all excited, open your presents,
that's all you had to worry about.
Eat breakfast, and just like chill all day. And now it's like I have to go to this person's house to eat lunch. This person's to have a brunch. This person to have my dinner. This one I have to go late night before this other.
Then you have to think in the your mindset. Okay, we have to pack all this up to go here. I have to take this food here, and then I also have to make this. But how am I going to keep this warm while we're at this place to then go to this one? It is. It's so much, and so. You know, I think overall, and this is kind of something that is within my realm with the coaching aspect and everything, is everything starts and ends with our mind. And so because we've developed into a society where it's like everything is go, go, go all the time, you know, whether it's even for the holidays or not, it's just intensified because then people are cramming end of the year stuff in with their corporate jobs or their sales jobs or just in general. Now kids are off from school, so then you're trying to like figure out how to adjust to that style while they're now home and you need sitters when typically they would have been at school, all that good jazz. So like I think overall it's still how you just shift your mindset and find ways to keep yourself organized but keeping yourself calm within the chaos. So always remembering that you only can control what you can control. And so ways to think of that is like, you know what, if you end up running behind to get to the next holiday, why worry about that? Or maybe being able to discuss with your family, like, can we maybe like negotiate here so we can spend quality time? Because that was actually a hard conversation within my family to decide with like my immediate, like my mom, my sisters and my nieces and all of us, and was to do ours on a separate day from Christmas Day, because we always used to do ours in the morning and then we would go to my grandma's on my mom's side like the whole rest of the afternoon, evening. Was our immediate family kept growing, there just wasn't enough time because the kids were opening up their presents, we ate and then we had to leave, so the kids didn't even get to enjoy what they opened. Mm-hmm. And so we had decided, okay, well, let's go ahead and do this on a separate day. Like, if it doesn't exactly fall right on Christmas, that's okay, you know what I mean? And adjusting that way. Or on the other side, somebody who's feeling really down in the dumps and you don't have anywhere to go, you need to keep in mind that obviously everybody still is going to be thinking about themselves. So it's a really hard thing to do, but you've got to get some freaking balls and you need to just reach out to somebody, because this time of year, like, everybody is for the most part really giving and wanting to see everybody have somewhere to go. But if you don't let anybody know that you don't have anywhere to go and that bothers you, then you are going to be isolated and spend it miserable. So like knowing that you have to give a little to get a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. And like you're talking about negotiating with family to spread things out. So basically like that's how after the 20th until the 25th is like a booked family time, basically. Mm-hmm. Like the school breaks, my boyfriend has a shutdown from work. And so it's like the 21st, it's my dad's house for Christmas. 22nd, we have a break. 23rd, I believe it's like one of my aunts. And then Christmas Eve, we go to his family, go to his mom's, get up on Christmas, my aunt opens her presents, she goes with her dad, we go over to his dad's house. And it's kind of like all this week is packed, which is nice. It's a nice balance to know, like, this day I have this, and that's all I'm doing with my family on this day.
Mm-hmm.
This day is a break. This day, I get to actually do one thing that's Christmas-related with my family and spend quality time. And that's right. So important than going from here to here to here.
And regardless of what your holidays consist of, so whether you have four places to go in one day or say you do have it all spaced out, once again, it all starts and ends with your mind, because it's about perception. There's two ways you can look at that. You can be like, oh, I have to go here, and here. Or it can be like, you know what? I get the opportunity to spend time with all my family members that, like, because I get so distracted everyday life, I don't spend time with. So it still is overall on kind of which route you let your mind frame go to.
That's true.
You know, because
sets a tone.
Yeah, right. Because we even think, I mean, me and my one sister, we used to be like that all the time. And so it's like instantly, like my mom, when we would walk in the door, and she's like, please, not today, not today. You guys do this within the first 10 minutes every time you show up to a holiday. Because in our minds, I was like, oh my God, let's hear what she's going to have to say today. What's this going to be? It's going to all be about this. We both equally came in guarded, and that's what totally set the tone for that, you know, that experience. But it's like, then we both kind of grew up, and it was like, you know what, no. Like, hey, this day is just kind of all about finally getting together. It's all about the just making memories, because we're never going to get these opportunities back. And so kind of how you shift it more into gratitude versus finding the things to complain about, that is right. Yet another way. Once again, easier said than done, or it may sound super cheesy to some of you, but really, it all depends on kind of which you choose to see it as.
Yeah, that's true. And that comes with just knowing yourself, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to find out, like, if you're getting ready to go maybe to your mom's house and you're going to have dinner there with your brother and your sister, for example. And so you're, like, thinking, oh, I really want to go. I don't want to see my brother. Well, then why? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like catching your mindset of, like,
right.
Why would I say that about my family that I want to spend time with and I'm going to see? It's almost like what occurred between that moment for you to think that way.
Right.
And then that's like your trigger. Trying to figure out why it is you're thinking that way.
Being aware of it.
Yeah.
Yep. And then being able to assess the situation and deciding, okay, is this worth trying to, you know, combat right now? Or is it something that, like, hey, let's just enjoy the moment
and yeah.
let it happen? So, because, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of things to be grateful for. And I think that's just where, you know, whether it be social media or just overall the expectations of Christmas, I feel like, man,
right.
Let's just talk about that.
That's true.
Feel like I'm an awesome gift giver. Let's just throw that out there. I go for the sentimental tearjerkers. Like, I always have to have a really, really deep meaning behind a gift I give somebody. And usually there's a note attached, because it's kind of my goal, like, low key to make somebody cry. Because then I feel really bad. I feel really bad afterwards. But then I'm like, yeah. Best present award goes to, oh, what's up? It was Jamie, you know. But, like, man, I got twin nieces that are 13.
P.S. They are super cute.
They are.
They look like a spitting image of you with dark hair.
Yes. Like... Yes. My little babies. It's funny. It's like, yeah, and these kids could totally pass as my children. And actually, it's funny because, you know, they're only 14 years younger than me. But, like, whenever, like, they go places with me, we'll be like, hey, let's start calling me mom in front of people and see if anybody is like, what? Like, if they give us looks, like, thinking that, like, I would have had them at a really young age or something. Nobody ever does, because I always get guessed right older than my age, so it blows up in my face a little bit. But no, like, and they're really into sports and stuff like that, which is cool, but these kids own everything, like, athletic gear, because they're in basketball, they're in soccer, they were in soccer, they're in softball, volleyball, so they live in athletic clothes. They love that. They have that stuff all the time. Or then, like, my sister works for Verizon, so, like, they have the decent up-to-date technology for, like, their little iPhones and stuff and their headphones or whatever games kids play now. And then I have an 8-year-old niece, and then I have a 5-year-old godson. But I'm just like, I don't like buying toys for kids.
Right.
Because half the time they don't play with them anyways. And then for me, it's like I want them to be active, so I'm like, all right. I'm that nerdy aunt, which I think it's super fun. And I find ways to see. It's all about how you attack the situation. So I get them, like, gifts that are, like, legit, like books or, like, activity ones. But they're fun ones, like crime scene investigation books.
That's cool.
But it's, like, a kid level or, like, things like that. Or I went really, really deep with my three nieces this year on their gifts. So there is, like, a deep meaning behind it. And I'm hoping I can get some, like, super tight emotionals where, like, Aunt of the Year is about to come in clutch, like, to the fullest this year. You know, so, like,
awesome.
I like buying gifts, but kids are hard to buy for. Everybody else I'm cool with, because I can always, like, come up with really creative ideas, because I always just attach something meaningful behind what I know about that person. But kids, yeah, like, with your daughter, like, is it hard? Or do you feel, okay, here's the other thing. Do you feel like you have to, like, tell everybody what to get her? Because my sisters,
yes,
they'll try to, like, send us out. Like, they need this, 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 this. I'm like, no, you can give me this list, but that's fine. I'm like, that's stupid. I'm not going to just, like, you literally just ordered a present from me, essentially, and I just paid for it and wrapped it. I don't like it.
Yeah,
I will avoid every item that's on that list. So I'm like, if I don't know them well enough to know what to get them, but I get it. With children, it is hard, especially if they don't see them all the time, but it's hard.
No, she did her Christmas list, and I sent it to family because I feel like they would maybe not know necessarily what to get her. I said, you can get her this or anything educational. Because I know that I can
But see, you at least kept it broad enough for that. But, like, when people are like, they want this, this specific game, this specific this, or gift cards. Girl, I don't buy gift cards. It makes me so angry.
Yeah, I think
there's no meaning behind it. Like, if I'm going to give you a gift card and you're going to end up giving me a gift card, I could have kept my $30 and you could have kept your $30. Or I could have just took you to lunch and you could have bought me coffee or something. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, gifts are gifts, and I genuinely still appreciate that, but we also know I suck at receiving gifts. We talked about that last time. But no, like, I want it to be, like, if I genuinely want to give somebody a gift, I don't want to do it out of obligation. Like, it's because I literally saw something, and it made me think of them, and I want them to know that I thought of them for this gift. Like, honestly, I wouldn't even give a shit if they don't really like it. I just want it, that's why I always like to attach a note, is because I want them to understand my intention behind the gift, not just because 'tis the season to give gifts.
Right, that's true. That's totally true. And plus, I mean, it's also hard as you get older to buy gifts for other people, unless, like, you look at it in the way you are, because throughout the year, like, if I want something, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna buy it for myself, you know? And it's the same thing, it's like, oh, what do you, like, hey, babe, what do you want? And he's like, nothing, I want Woodford Reserve. And I'm like, oh, so I'm gonna buy you alcohol, like, I bought you for your
birthday. I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, it's alcohol. So I'm like,
I don't even own any TV, so what? No, but like, okay, so now I'm gonna go even deeper here. Like, do you think that that is something that has changed, like, more and more with society? Because, like, for me, I came from a really small town.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it took us a while to get with the times on things, but I know I was obviously, like, a little kid, so I didn't have to put that much thought into it. But, like, I just feel like everybody's that way. Like, before, it always just seemed like my mom. Like, it was just hard to buy for her because, you know, same thing. You know, she buys whatever she wants all throughout the year. But, like, I feel like that's with everybody now. Like, I just feel like people spend a lot more than what they used to.
I totally agree.
Okay.
But, I mean,
I don't know.
Is it, though? Because you also think of all those Christmas movies where, like, they got, like, Christmas Story, he got his BB gun, which is a pretty expensive thing back in that day, but he got it for Christmas, but, like, did he really need it? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
can I tell you, all that's coming to mind is the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch, when he's like, gifts, that's what it's always been about. He's like, I could hang myself with all the Christmas neckties that you throw in the dump. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense that Americans are always greedy.
Ooh. See, I guess.
Because, like, I was telling my boyfriend, I don't want a gift. I'd either rather go to, like, a family vacation or just sit at home and, like, make a meal together.
See, me, I would still want, like, I always try to offer the ideas and it never ends up happening. Like, I want to be able to, like, because I grew up on traditions. You know, that'll be one thing is that if you guys want to, like, share below, like, some of your, like, Christmas traditions, because I love hearing new ones. One that we had, my grandma, back when she used to be a nurse in the hospital, there was a person who had given her a gift, and it was this bright lime green wallet that was, like, with, like, gold metal on it.
Oh, wow.
And my grandma thought it was hideous, absolutely hideous. So it became this ongoing joke called the green wallet. And whatever, like, somebody had, like, throughout the year, something, like, as, like, a joke or, like, something that just, that, you know, you could make humor out of, like, that we could pick fun at. You never knew who was going to get it, but my grandma did. And then so we would go around the room and we would, you know, be individually, because we had a huge family. But it would take us like 4 hours to go through presents because we all individually had to unwrap them. And so then all of a sudden someone opened it. It's a green wallet. And there was like some gag gift that tied to it. Like the one year my mom was getting mail out of the mailbox and there was a spider on it. And my mom lived like where it was like on a country road. So there was like a ditch and like the driveway went over the ditch. And so her window was down. She was past the driveway. So she would have had to have backed up. But the spider was on the mail. She went, and threw the mail. The mail was laying in the ditch. The spider was crawling down her boob, and she didn't have her foot on the pedal, so her vehicle's like coasting forward. Mail's drenched in the ditch. Like, it was really funny. Oh, so when they gave her the green wallet, this green wallet was wrapped in this big box with stuffing, with fake spiders everywhere, and they did like a little poem.
Oh,
so it always would get passed around. It was always a really cool thing for the green wallet. And then I was always too little because I was the way, way youngest one in my family. And I think it was when I was like 16 or 17 and I was finally old enough and I got it. And I was like, but grandma, like this ball is actually like really kind of cute. So then it was like, I kind of ruined the tradition because styles allowed for it to just be in. So then that was kind of where it sizzled. But like that type of stuff, like I would rather be doing on Christmas. Like I don't care about the gifts with it. Like I would just want like the traditions or like the memories. And like my family laughs at me because like, when we went on family vacation, there was 12 of us stuck into a 15-passenger van. And everybody got in. I was like, okay, three things you're grateful for, go. And I made every single person in that van share it. Thanksgiving, when we do our, like, Thanksgiving prayer, I was like, we always let all the little kids, like, what are you thankful for today?
Oh, that's
awesome.
You know,
and or, like, I think it'd be really cool to, like, have a book, like a Christmas book each year.
During our dinner, she does that, reads a Christmas story.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Is it the same one every time, or does she do a different book?
It's the same one, like when Jesus was born and all that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's super cool. Do you have any other traditions?
We do Holy Communion.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
We do it for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I love it. And see, like, that to me is what matters.
Right.
You know, like, those memories and, like, that, because that's what shapes who you are. And those things that you can, like, reflect and look back on, you know, like, with that.
Right.
Or even, like, how, like, now, like, I think it's really cool for Thanksgiving how people do Friendsgiving.
Yes, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, even from a friend level, like, that you can just still take the whole concept. Like, I don't want to go deep into, like, let's talk about the whole pilgrim and Indian thing. Like, let's choose to look at this day as a day to be thankful. You know, once again,
right.
Perception. How are you choosing to approach the situation? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any other things about holidays that we have?
I don't know. If you guys think of anything that we haven't, if you have a question, definitely put a comment.
Yeah, and you can share what are you doing for New Year's.
Yeah, a lot of people are like planning downtown adventures. I'm just not the type to get like really just drunk on New Year's.
It's New Year's is my least favorite holiday. I absolutely have never, ever once had a good New Year's. So for the last 4 years, well, I take that back. I like how my last 3 New Years have went. And it's because I spent it completely by myself with my dog and a bottle of wine. And I map out my entire, like, following year plan. And I reassess all of my goals and my wins and my character building moments from the year before.
That's really cool.
I'm a nerd, but whatever. So I'm usually in bed by, like, 8. Because I don't know, I to me that's, oh, so since we're on that subject real quick, I don't like the hype of New Year's Eve because they spend all of this money. I'm sure it's cool at like Times Square, although kudos to those that want to freaking freeze their ass off for that long to hold their spot, but like this expensive ass ball that never actually drops. It moves down really slow for a minute and then it stops.
Yeah.
Like, there's a big hype of that. And then everyone's, like, super celebratory that it's a new year. But I'm like, you know what? I could take a nap and wake up and be like, woo! It's 2:13 on a Monday!
Right, it's true.
And you can still celebrate the same thing. Like, don't be wrong. It's a cool reason, I guess, for people to want to party.
But I mean...
But it just scares me because you have people drunk out on the roads, especially if you live in an area where it's, like, icy and snowy. It just scares me. And also, because I'm... It's just me, myself, and I. So I've never had the whole, like, mistletoe or, like, New Year's kiss experience. The 1 year I would have was with my ex when it was a toxic relationship. And he happened to be nowhere to be found. And so his dad had to give me a hug. At 12:01, I'm like, oh my God. Sorry, I'm not bitter. No, but so yeah, share with us below, or once again, if there's any other comments, you know, we want this to be about you guys and different topics that you want. We just want you to be able to take these first couple podcasts to get to know who we are and just
feel comfortable talking to us.
Yeah, because we just people.
We're just humans, you know, like you.
You know, clearly rocking awesome Christmas sweaters while she's all...
My blazer's Christmassy, but she doesn't see it.
But she's all cute. And then here's, bye, buddy. We'll be finding out. So, all right. Well, I'm going to assume that this is probably going to be the last that we post until after Christmas. So I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. And if you have your family and friends to be able to spend it with, please, please enjoy it and embrace the chaos of it. And those of you that don't have anywhere to go, please make sure you reach out and you try to find something to do. And if you don't, hey, you can even actually like slide in our DMs, and we would love to be able just at least to be here to wish you a Merry Christmas and kind of give you a support system from wherever it is that you are.
For sure. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Bye. Adios.